This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. A popular refrain on MTV goes, "I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me?" It's the chorus of a grunge rap by the 23-year-old singer-songwriter Beck. His video has been in heavy rotation, but just a year and a half ago, he was working at a video store in an L.A. mini mall. Loser is featured on Beck's new CD, Mellow Gold.
Sleep on the love seat. Someone keeps saying I'm insane to complain about a shotgun wedding and a stain on my shirt. Don't believe everything that you breathe. You get a parking violation and a maggot on your sleeve. So shave your face with some mace in the dark. Saving all your food stamps and burning down the trailer park. Yo, cut it. So
Beck has been influenced not just by rap and grunge, but by blues and folk music. Beck started listening to folk music as a teenager. I asked him if it related to his life.
I liked it because it was, you know, direct and straightforward. And I always liked that in music, and it was raw. I was always interested in music and stuff, and I was really into punk rock and noise and stuff. You know, music where you just sort of get up and do it. And it seemed like folk music was something you could just pick up and just do. You know, you didn't need electricity or anything.
You grew up with your grandfather in Kansas City and with your mother in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. During which parts of your life were you in which place?
I was kind of back and forth a lot. I probably was in Kansas till I was about 12, and then I spent teenage time in L.A.
Your grandfather was a Presbyterian preacher.
Right.
Was there music in your grandfather's church that affected you one way or another?
I'm really into, you know, Delta blues, gospel music. That music really struck me when I first heard it. And I do some of those type songs, old gospel songs, but taken to, you know, a much more minimal sort of spooky place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the, you know, the blues that Skip James or Willie McTell.
When you were trying to learn what you'd heard on records and stuff, what did you think of yourself as a straight blues singer before you started doing your take on that form of music?
Yeah, I never really thought about it. I just liked the music, and I played the songs in my own way. You know, they're just songs. I wasn't trying to reproduce any style or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, at the same time, I wasn't pretending I was some downtrodden
Delta guy.
Down in Mississippi, you know, trying, you know, struggling along. You know, I was just, you know, they're just songs, and they have a certain beauty and richness that attracted me.
When did you start realizing that you could do your version of blues songs, that you could take what you liked about it and then add things that were more contemporary and more your sensibility, and by that I mean more your kind of ironic take on things?
I don't really remember. I guess I was just sort of always doing that. I would always, you know, take one of these old songs and just make up my own lyrics to them and stuff. A lot of times, because I couldn't understand what the singer was saying, sometimes they, you know, the singer, someone like Blind Willie Johnson, he's just sort of opening his throat and shredding it. You know, he can't really hear what he's saying. So I would just make up my own words.
My guest is singer-songwriter Beck. His new album is called Mellow Gold. We'll be back after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is singer-songwriter Beck. Now, you dropped out of school in ninth grade. What made you decide to leave?
All I can remember is I was feeling sort of like I wasn't, you know, going anywhere. I wasn't learning anything. And I remember just getting up in English class one day and just leaving, you know. And I went home, and then after a few weeks, my mom noticed. She said, "You're not going to school." And I said, "Yeah, I don't really like it, you know." And so I took some test or something, and that was it.
What kind of
got
test?
Got a job.
What kind of test did you take?
I don't even remember. Just some thing that says, "Okay, you're okay. You can leave school. We won't arrest you."
So how did you support yourself afterwards? And what did you do with your time?
Oh, I had lots of, you know, just running around, cleaning up jobs and nothing too important. I just make money to, you know, put gas in the car and stuff like that, and I just play music. And then after a while, I just I saw this commercial on TV. A Greyhound had this $60 ticket to go across America. So I just went over to New York and started hanging out there.
So what changed when you went to New York?
I guess I moved to the Lower East Side, and there was people hanging out in the street playing music, and there was different bars where you could just get up on stage and play, and just kind of people, you know, if you were standing around with a guitar, you know, next thing you knew, you were up on a stage playing for three people, and you know, it was sort of funny. It was a really small little scene, you know, people playing for other musicians and stuff, but it kind of got me to start doing it, getting up there.
So what kind of material would you do? Would you do your songs?
I guess I did a lot of old Woody Guthrie and some Delta Blues.
And how did you first end up with music on the radio?
I met these guys who were doing a label. I said that I was interested in rap music. I'd rap to my acoustic guitar. And one of the guys said, "Yeah, I know this kid who does drum beats and stuff." So I went over to his house, and he had a little reel-to-reel tape machine in his living room. And, I started playing the lick and loser, the slide thing, and we threw that onto a drum beat, and then they had the drums blasting, and I just wrote out this rap and rapped it, and the rap sounded so bad, so I just said, you know, "I'm a loser, really bad rapper," and then I didn't hear the song for about a year, and then these friends of mine who were doing that label decided to put it out. And that was about the beginning of last year. They just put out 400 copies. And I guess it sort of made its way, kind of took on a life of its own.
So is everybody saying to you now that you're on a major label and you got a couple of videos, it's so mm-hmm. ironic that your big hit is I'm a Loser.
It's hilarious.
And now... So what does that mean to you? Does it mean anything to you?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I mean, the song sort of had this novelty thing, and it was popular on the college radio in L.A. and California and stuff. And then I thought it was going to go away. I mean, and then it started just all of a sudden these commercial radio stations were playing it. There was only 400 copies of it. I mean, they were taping each other's copies of the vinyl and playing that on the radio. You know, they couldn't even get it. So, you know, after that, at that point, you know, I just figured that would sort of be it. And then I had the record pretty much recorded, you know, by last spring. And it finally came out this year, and I thought it would just sort of fade away. But it you know, it seems, I guess people are listening to it.
So you had like 400 copies of Loser. That made its way onto some radio stations. People were making copies of copies. Where did Geffen enter the picture?
I guess they had heard it a while back, and I met with somebody there, and it was sort of funny, you know. And then I just figured that'd be it, and then they kept being interested, and I kept, for I guess about 6 or 7 months, I just sort of kept my distance. I just wanted to do my own thing. I didn't want to get you know, plugged into a big system or something. But, you know, eventually it came to the point where they said, well, you know, you just do what you want, you know, we're not going to tell you what to do, and, you know, we just want to put it out. So I said, okay.
Well, you have a song that you recorded again. This is on just a promotional cassette. It's not on the new CD, but it's called MTV, and the lyric is about MTV makes me want to smoke crack. Tell me about writing this one.
That's a really old one. That one's from when I was hanging out in New York about 5 years ago. And we would just hang out and drink and just make up songs and sort of trade songs, you know, me and a couple other guys just, you know, killing time and stuff. And that was just, you know, stream of consciousness sort of, kind of, I don't know, sort of a little bit Weird Al Yankovic or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was meant to be a punk rock folk song.
About MTV.
Yeah.
Bringing in a little bit of everything. So this is Beck from a promotional cassette, basically. This was recorded on KCRW's program, Morning Becomes Eclectic, with host Chris Derides.
Everything's perky and everything's so bright. Everything's so slick and everyone's uptight. The pictures are nice, the colors are nice, the girls are nice, and everything's so nice. MTV makes me want to smoke crack. Hello. No, wait. Hold the show. Gonna bum rush this. You know, singing this song like that, I just gotta admit that I spent the last week making a video myself. So, could you hit that tape? I think we gotta do this another way.
Hey!
Get busy. MTV makes me want to smoke crack. Whoa! Fly out the window, and I'm never coming back. TV makes me wanna get high as the moon, like a rubber balloon.
Do you feel that you can sing MTV anymore?
I've done it a few times. I can do the lounge version with a straight face, I guess.
Uh-huh. Now we've been talking about the kind of ironic side of your music.
Mm-hmm.
But you actually have a CD coming out soon. Tell me what's going to be on the CD.
Just a lot of songs, a lot of quieter sort of, I don't know, I guess you could sort of say love songs, some old gospel type Delta blues,
mm-hmm.
finger picking, more country type stuff.
You know, I have found that a lot of people who who are very ironic as singers or songwriters or performers, sometimes can't quit being ironic. They can't sing a love song or, you know, just a song with serious sentiment to it. Is it ever hard for you to switch gears from irony to you know, serious sentiment?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, I don't know, like more, you know, less ironic stuff. It's easy to in this day and age to be ironic and cynical and stuff. I think it's a lot harder to be, you know, just real, you know, not putting on any airs of, you know, I know too much to be, to have, you know, those kind of feelings.
Beck's new CD, Mellow Gold, is on Geffen Records. His forthcoming independent label CD is called One Foot in the Grave. From it, this is He's a Mighty Good Leader.
He's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader. All the way, all the way, Lord, from up to heaven. He's a mighty good leader.
This is Fresh Air.